You know what really sucked though is, well, what I thought sucked was I'd ripped the antenna off the top of the car. So I have XM, so I couldn't listen to XM. It doesn't pick up any local stations. It says no antenna detected, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, shit, I'm not going to have music. And that
you could listen to Big Fatty.
So like, barf out, gag me with a spoon.
So, but anyway, so my phone at this time was in the house. So when I actually went out to go somewhere again in the car after this had all happened, I had my phone in the car and it's the Android Auto. And I get in the car and music is playing. I'm like, where's this coming from?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
You know what really sucked though is, well, what I thought sucked was
Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 41, 52. I say chew. Oh, the BFO for Thursday the 4th of January 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which included...
Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty!
Hello, Glovies! Big Fatty going old school, I am. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it's the start of a new year, and sometimes you just have to go back to square one. Big Fatty, you mean we have to go back and listen to episode number one again? No, I would never... I would never suggest that to anyone, even though I believe the Haunt Cub has gone back and listened to Big Fatty. Does he want to become the subscribed resident historian of the BFO as opposed to the unsubscribed resident historian of the BFO? No, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Big Fatty, I wouldn't either.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 4th of January, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person face-to-face once at least, it may have been twice, but I know at least once, out there at the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. Y'all, he's one of those people that you just love to hear him read the phone book. Yes, Big Fatty, Triple A, Big Fatty. What comes after Triple A? Quadruple A. Oh, yes. One of the co-hosts in yesteryear of the Pod Cubs. Y'all, y'all, just a sweetheart. Just a sweetheart of a man. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Baloo.
Big Fatty, we love Baloo.
It's true. So, y'all, I don't know if Baloo is on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or the Dark Sky or anything else. But, y'all, if he is and you see him, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. And Big Fatty, we know the kind of cake he likes. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm vulgar.
Happy birthday to you.
Music, it's true. We love the spirited happy music. Y'all, it's gonna be real spirited a week from today when we're all headed over to the leather weather weekend. And y'all, room's still available, so come on and join us over at the Erythema trouble is an erythema complex. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think. What did I do? I was watching the news and the Jeopardy, y'all, I fixed me a bowl of popcorn, and y'all, I think I put a little bit too much of the butter on it, because y'all, later in the evening, I was kind of, there may have been somewhat of an oily stool. Betty, we're eating our Cheerios on Hump Day morning. But, y'all, after that, I watched another episode, maybe two episodes. No, I guess it was just one episode of the Pressure Luck. Y'all, they've got a square on the big board this year, because, y'all, 2023 is the 40th anniversarium of when the Pressure Luck debuted over on CBS. And y'all, they've got a square called the Big 4-0, and y'all, if you hit it, you win 40 of something. And y'all, I think every show this season, someone has hit it. Y'all, excuse me. I'm a little phlegmy. Yes, Big Fatty, we picked right up on that. The first day, it was 40 nights at the Ritz-Carlton. The next time, it was 40... some famous maker... Louis Vuitton, I think, scarves, and one time it was $40,000, and another time it was 40 pounds of caviar, be fatty. And y'all, all of them were very nice giftettes, y'all, it's such a good show. Such a good show. After that was over, y'all, I crawled into the chamber, and y'all slept like a baby until about 1 a.m. when my tummy was it worked itself out, and woke up about 6:30 a.m. It was closer to 10 minutes to 7 when I woke up. It was chilly. It was chilly on Wednesday morning, and I think we were below freezing. And so got up, and I had my coffee, did my puzzles, read the paper, had a little brofkas. Y'all, I just had some bells and stars for my brofkas. And and then I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle, came back, and I had a couple of cheese cookeries, because I still had a little bit of a stomach, y'all, then was off. I was off to get Ruby Red washed. Y'all, got that new tire. Got that new tire all scrubbed and shining. And, y'all, then I went to the Ponds East. Yes, be pretty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, be pretty. We hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Von Z's first time in the new year. Y'all, Tim and James and Tim, had said on his, I think he called into the little show and suggested a dill pickerel bag solid, and y'all, I had tried it before, but y'all, I hadn't been able to find it. Well, y'all, not only did they have them, they will buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of those. Tim, I'm looking forward to reacquainting myself of that. Y'all, pick me up an onion, Y'all, they have the good Von's East chicken wings on sale, so I got a package of those. Y'all, they had one of the things I'm doing for the leather weather weekend. Y'all, I wanted to have some kind of little snackette for us to hand out. Y'all, they had mini bags of microwave popcorn on sale. Buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I picked up, and they came in 12 packs, so I picked up 5 12 packs. You know, that'll be 60 of those for if people want them. Y'all, they had the good Edie's ice cream on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got the churro flavor. Y'all, it's really quite good. I tasted that. Y'all, they had the good cheese crackers. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, just so Lori Warbucks doesn't have to worry, got some cheese. Y'all, they had the Tillamook cheeses on sale. I got some shredded cheddar and some sliced Swiss. And plus, I had a coupon for that. Y'all, they had the good Jimmy Dean sausage. Buy one, get one free. So I got a hot and a mild of those, you know, to make the good sausage balls. Y'all, they had the good Kentucky Legend sliced turkey on sale. So I got one of those. And y'all, I had a coupon for that. And y'all, then I had a coupon for some ground chuck of chili grind. And, you know, that's the big, thick, it looks like worms. So I got a package of that. Y'all, I spent $73.30, but I saved $49.36. And remember, about $20 of that is for all that popcorn. Big Fatty! Fatty, almost ran out of music. I did. Y'all got home and I put my provisions away, and y'all, I went to work. I went to work, and y'all, I've cleared all of the Crema lights from the outside of the villa, and I've got them packed away in the tub. And y'all, I also have already packed away other outside decorations in the tub. So y'all, I got two tubs filled. I put away my giant Merry Crema sign, and I put away my giant Happy New Year sign. And so those are ready to go. Y'all, I had a visit. Actually, before I started all that, y'all, I had some of those chicken wings and tried that ice cream. Really good. But then the Nep stopped by for a visit. And, y'all, he left a few minutes ago, and y'all just got a testimonium from old Veda. He said he needed to stop by. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, other than that, there was something in the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty.
Make a wish. Wish it in the tree. Wish it in your heart. And your wish will come true.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I've got two more Crema cards. Big Fatty. Y'all, the first one, y'all, it's from the future. And y'all, it is from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much. I always love hearing from my straight boyfriends. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I just open it up here, and it says... It's a snowman built on the beach, and it says season's greetings. And y'all, you open it up, and oh dear Gussie, and it says wishing you special Christmas time filled with fun, happiness, love, and laughter. says hope this makes it before Crema. It didn't. I've been a bit MIA this year. I've fallen off but will be back soon. XO, your international straight boyfriend. Big Fatty, he's fallen off what? Well, I don't know, but he'll be back soon. And y'all, he's sent me, let's see what we got here. Y'all, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 scratch-offs. Will you, Big Fatty? Y'all will have to do those. Y'all, I can, the 5 top prizes of $10,000. And y'all, it's the crema gift. Y'all, I'm not going to scratch those today, but anyway. And y'all, I'll have a picture. I'll have a picture of this. And y'all, I'll put a, I'll include the peanut brittle from Digga and T. Wickles in that picture, too. Y'all, the next one, y'all, I know who this is from. Because, y'all, it's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. The envelope, y'all, there's some pretty little birds on a holly branch. Painted on it. Y'all, they can only be from one person. Gosh, Chad. And y'all, there's another snowman. I guess that's the, well, it's the subject of these cards. It says, Happy Holidays. And you open it up, and it says, Merry Grandma and Happy New Year. I've been busy, turning around a Cosmo Prof store. I think that's a cosmetic professional store. I was surprised how much fun it is. I put myself out on the social medias as the spokesperson for my store, and I even have groupies. Big Fatty. You have group. Well, Gus Crab. Gus Chad could be one of your groupies. It is so nice having customers that tell me how much I'm appreciated. Plus, the company is awesome to work for. Maybe is growing up fast. We go on very long hikes on the weekends. It's fun to have weekends off. I hope all is well with you, and I have an Axe Big Fatty question. Y'all, I'm going to have to save that for tomorrow, but y'all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for that. That is just lovely. And Straight Bob, thank you so much. And y'all, like I say, I'll put a picture up on the www. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Take care of it. You and Squeaky Sheepy just go right over there. I'll take care of it. Hello?
Farty Pants. So this is like the 60th message that I've tried to record for this comment. Number one, my grievance with you is that...
Miss Bacon, the music started. I will just have to take your call off the air. No, we'll take it on the air tomorrow. Miss Bacon, hold that thought. And we'll get back to you on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I've got to finish putting all the crema decorations away today. Y'all, it's time. It's just time. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Guides and... Dean, or what is running through your mind this new year?
You know what really sucked though is what I thought sucked was
Big Fatty.
Oh no! Well, you know, Big Fatty. Well, you're probably right. Sucked.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.